Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It must be Friday night, 7:30. Oh, yeah. This is it. This is the Bulls 2 Cents. We get raw. We get nasty here. Call in numbers 347-989-1084. You have to get mad if you're going to take action.
The following broadcast deals with controversial subjects. The theories, opinions, and beliefs expressed are not the only possible interpretation. Listeners are urged to research the information, research the footnotes, and/or source material, and make up your own mind.
I want you to get mad!
It's not the greatest country in the world.
That you have to get mad if you're going to take action. Welcome another Friday night, man. We're kicking it here on the Bulls 2 Cents. This is where everyone comes to vent their frustrations from the week. This is where everybody comes to get it off their chest right before they head out to the club, to the party, on a date, wherever you're heading out tonight. And I want to send you on your way clean, happy, and stress-free. Let's get it off your chest, man, because you have to get angry if you're going to take action. You have to get mad if you're going to take action. And that's what we do here on the Bulls 2 Cents. I want to welcome everybody to the Bulls ring. And, you know, we're here again, man. We're here again, and a lot of stupidity going on. I have heard your outcries, and I have heard that you want me to keep doing what I'm doing as far as taking on the law enforcement, taking on the government, taking on those who prey on the weak. And that's what I'm going to do. You asked for it, listeners. You asked for it, and you're going to get it, man. I promise you, you are going to get it. And it comes at a time where another encounter with the coward, egotistical, and psychopathic law enforcement, Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, my encounter with them today. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. However, we have to get some basics down, man. I know a lot of you listeners out there, man, you hear us talk about this stuff every week, man. But for all you new guys out there and ladies, we have to get the basics down, man. You have to understand where I am coming from, because I do get a lot of negative feedback concerning my actions simply because they don't understand right and wrong. It sounds so simple. However, there are so many stupid ass, brainwashed, run-of-the-mill, garden-variety deadheads out there, man, that don't understand. They don't get it. That's why we're here, man. We're going to try and explain this shit to you, man, so you can understand it a little better, understand where myself and some others come from when we're talking about this subject, man. Okay? First and foremost, nobody has the fucking right to rule over you. If you think that's true, it's because you fucking allow it. Your dumb ass allows it. Okay? When you get scared because you see a certain car pimped out a certain way with lights and horns and computers on the inside, an arsenal in the trunk, that's your choice to get scared. That's your choice to change your course in life when you're cruising just fine. Okay, let that sink in, man. Let that fucking sink in, because let me tell you something, man. These cowardly, yes, and I'm saying it. I don't care if you are in law enforcement. I don't care if you are in the military and you are a listener. You're listening because you want to learn something, because you want to expand your mind, because you want to expand consciousness. You want to come on this ride with the rest of us, man, and expand and learn, know, understand, get that wisdom. And that's what we're going to do. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you're in law enforcement. If you agree or disagree with me, man, call in. Let's have a conversation. 347-989-1084. All right? Open. Always open. Doesn't matter what I'm talking about, man. You call in, we do it. However, before we get started, got to get some admin stuff out of the way. We still have our Instagram contest. TCRN wide. Every show's doing it. The whole station is doing it. Instagram, your number one salute to authority. Be creative. Hashtag it. The Bull Ring, DABULLRING, at Trivium Cafe Radio Network on your Instagram account. And we're going to get those things posted up this weekend for everybody that's entered the contest so far. And we're going to post up the ones that we have from, the people that get on here every week and pour out their heart and pour out their research and believe in that open source, man. We're going to get their pictures up there as well, along with probably family members and stuff like that. But, you know, number one salute to authority, Instagram contest, man. Come check it out. It's going to be fun. Good feedback so far. I'm actually surprised. So, let's keep doing that and keep rolling with that. Don't forget, every Sunday night we have Subterra Sounds with Mass Formatic. Every Tuesday night, we have Taken Off the Blinders with Randall Krauss, man. Both these cats, man, research fanatics, great information they put out every week. Concise, consistent, and, man, I love both them cats, man. And, support them as much as you support my show. And don't forget, every Thursday night, Mass Formatic and myself, and we always have Randall Krauss as a guest. Trivium Cafe, man. Check that one out, too, every Thursday night as well. And, of course, tonight, Friday nights, we do the Bulls 2 Cents here at the Bull Ring, man. So having a good time, man. You know, just cruising through life, having fun. And like I said, man, had this outpour of people keep wanting me to do thing, man. Keep harping on the cops, man. And I saw so many videos this week. So many videos this week. Just in Florida alone on the brutality. All right. This egoism gone wild. Okay, of these people who are drunken with power. And the funny thing is they have zero power. All right, you need to understand that you give them this power. You allow them to do what they do to everyone. If there's only two of them and like 10 of you, what are you going to do, man? You're going to stand there with your fucking cell phone out recording shit and talking crap? Or are you going to take action, man, against things that are wrong? All right? Just because they wear this costume, just because a piece of paper says that they can do something, they can't. Okay? They are no different than you and I. Period. Point blank. End of story, man. I'm sorry. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. But I'm not sitting back anymore, man. I'm going to start calling motherfuckers out. I'm going to start calling motherfuckers out. And when I see them doing things that they shouldn't be doing to other people, I'm going to take action. I'm putting everyone on notice here tonight. Pinellas County Sheriffs, Pinellas County, Florida, you're on notice. You better fucking start acting right. Largo City, Largo, Florida, Pinellas County as well. You motherfuckers better start flying right. All right? We got a movement going on here. We got a lot of support going on here. We got people that are tired of fucking sitting down while people are getting beat the fuck down for no reason. You have been put on notice. And I'm going to make sure you all get a copy of this fucking broadcast. Do not fuck with us anymore. You mess with peaceful people that don't do anything wrong, those peaceful people are going to start defending themselves. And when they do, guess what? You're fucking outnumbered. We are approaching a critical mass right now of support. And once we get it, man, it is on. You will not run rampant anymore. This underground network, man, of people, like-minded people, people who believe in right and wrong, people who believe that no one should rule over you, people who believe that your actions, you and you alone, need to own it and be responsible for those actions. We're all going to mess up. We're all going to do stuff that is wrong. No one is perfect. But you can handle it a few ways. Either you own it or you don't. Okay? And if you don't want to own it and you want to be a egotistical, psychopathic coward and hurt innocent people, we're going to be that shield for those people who can't protect themselves. All right? No more, man. No fucking more. I've already taken two of you motherfuckers without lifting a fucking finger. The greatest weapon that the creators bestowed upon us sits between the temples of our head. It encases our consciousness. It lives in our brain. That's how we're going to win this. Not with the gun, not with the knife, not with any weapons. The only weapon we're going to use is up here in our head, man. And don't think that just because that is our weapon of choice that we can't throw them hands or that we can't protect ourselves against your violence and aggression, because it's not going to fucking happen anymore. I'm fucking done, man. I'm fucking wild up, man. And you know what? I'm going to chill out for a minute, man, because I know there's some other people out there that got some shit to get off their fucking chest, man. Something that's been fucking raging in their fucking bodies all fucking week, man. I got a caller on the line. Let's see what they have to say. 727-5194-3. Who do we got?
Mass Formatic.
Oh, my man. I knew you were going to call in tonight, brother. Man, I know you got something to say. What you got to say, man?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on, man, right on. And, yeah, you know, while we're on the topic of, you know, this, the law enforcement and putting these Pinellas County sheriffs, all police, all cops, all law enforcement all across the country, yeah, I realized that I'm going to make a promise. I, Mass Formatic, if I am in public, anywhere I am, I don't care where I'm on my block or I'm in some other city, visit someplace, if I witness quote-unquote law enforcement violently aggressing one of my fellow brother and sister human beings, I'm going to pounce because I have a moral responsibility, a moral obligation. If I see that, I'm not just going to sit by, whip out the cell phone and say, "Why? Stop. Why are you bending his arm like that? Oh, my God, can't you see he's not breathing? Why do you have to do that? Why did just..." No, that time for that pussy-ass shit is over. The time for action is now. It's been time for action. I'm sick of seeing these videos where someone's taping it, yelling at the police officer. And, you know, when these videos happen, you know, it might be one officer or two officers where it starts out aggressing the one guy. And they're surrounded by like 20 people. But what happens after they call backup and then backup calls backup? Now all of a sudden the 20 people that outnumbered the two cops, now you know, it evens out the score because backup came. And now the 20 people, if they didn't do anything before and get involved, now they definitely got to be scared. But when it initially happens, there's two of them, there's 20 of you guys. It is your responsibility to fuck that cell phone and start pounding these guys and get them off of your brother and sister, even if they don't look like you. You know?
That's well said, my friend. That is well said, man. And, you know, I know this is something that eats at you every day. It eats at me every day. And I'm tired of it, man. I am so tired of it. I've seen so much crap to where people are not even doing anything. People that are just standing there, you know, yeah. And then you get these assholes that want to do a commentary on YouTube and say, "Hey, well, they're police officers. Don't resist and don't do this and don't do that. And don't look at them funny." And you know what? Fuck that. Okay. If you accost me, dude, be prepared to defend yourself. Intellectually, yeah. At first, of course.
Yeah.
But if you even act like you're going to put your hands on me, man, we're going to get lawless up in this motherfucker. And when I say lawless, I'm talking about the movie. I'm not talking about Lawless. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
What else you got to say on that subject or anything else, man? I know, man, it's been a long week, dude. We grind it out every 5 days, man, Monday through Friday. What you got, man?
Well, you know, what I just said before was mainly geared towards the adults, you know, in their everyday activities. Now, in a similar situation, this one's for the young people, because I see a lot of these, you know, videos on YouTube. It's fucking World Star, where the children, where it's all a bunch of kids, whether they're in class or in the cafeteria, whether they're walking home from school, out on the block, whatever, in the street. And then, you know, a couple of the kids or one kid will just come up and do the knockout sucker punch, and all the other kids are like, oh, World Star, and then they're just watching another kid pound and kick this innocent kid. The kid didn't even do anything. It's like, oh, let me walk up to this dude and knock him the fuck out. Oh, that was funny. World Star. No, that is fucked up. You know, the kids are learning this. They're just so, they have no empathy, you know, at least in these videos I'm seeing. No, not no fucking courage. I want to see one of these kids get courage and step in and knock the kid out and knock the other kid out and say, you know?
Yep, that ain't right.
Yeah, they just watch another kid get stomped unconscious. Oh, and when they get unconscious, that's like the finishing move to these little psychopathic shitheads. They're like, knock him the fuck out. Oh, now he's knocked out. Oh, and then they spit in the kid's face. They might kick dirt and put, you know, spit in the kid's mouth. They do all type. That's all fucked up, bro. But you know, these kids are little heartless, spineless, ballless little boys. That's what they are. Too many of them have been, I don't want to open a big can of worms, but it's a fact. They've been raised without that a proper male role model in their lives. And, you know, a lot of these boys are a little out of control, and they backtalk to their mothers. Their mothers aren't doing proper parenting on both sides. It's just these little kids and the shit that they're doing, I'm seeing what they're doing to each other. It's disgusting.
Would you say it adds to the fire?
Yeah.
Because they're growing up to be those police
little
officers. They're growing up to be those politicians. They're growing up to be those assholes in government. That's what they're doing. So, I mean, we all need to take responsibility, and we all need to, like I said at the beginning, man, your actions, you need to own them. Yes? I mean, that's the bottom line. I don't outsource my security to anyone. So don't tell me that you're doing shit for my safety, okay? Because the only one you give a shit about is yourself. So back the fuck up. Go mess with some other slave, because I'm not one. I'm an autodidact, autonomous individual, and I have no rulers. I am an anarchist. Period. In every etymological sense of the fucking word.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else, man, that you saw this week that pissed you off, man?
Not really. A lot of things that pissed me off, but, that was my main thing, man. You know, with just idly standing by and just watching your brothers and sisters get smashed apart and doing nothing. So that was one thing that really pissed me off. So that's got to change. But that's my speech.
Yeah, no doubt, man. But you bring up a good point, and I like this, man, about the kids playing that knockout game. If you flip the script and we're talking about the law enforcement officers against the citizens, it's the same exact thing. It's the same exact thing. Now, don't get me wrong. Look, if someone violently aggresses against someone, then by all means, whoop their ass. Police, have fun. We're talking about peaceful individuals that don't do anything. Let's make that distinction. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. All right. We're talking about individuals that have done nothing wrong, that are aggressed against by these costumed thugs who believe they have authority over you, who believe that they can rule over you, who believe that if they say something, it's a lawful request or a lawful order, okay? We have a totally different definition of law here, because it is a definition of law that pertains to the universe. These rules that men make up for you to follow, men and women. When I say men, I'm talking about man as a species. Don't get that shit twisted either and start fucking emailing me about, oh, it's women and men and humans, goddammit. All right? Fuck that divide and conquer bullshit. All right? I'm making a distinction here right now, so don't even fucking email me with that crap. Those are man's rules. You have no obligation to follow those rules. Now, if some of those rules are, coincide with natural law, well, then great. That's awesome. But we already know that. You know what I mean? You don't have to write it down. We know that by observation, by looking at other people's observation and coming to a conclusion using trivia method of learning. Okay? We get that. There's no reason to write shit down, all right? I'm talking to all these people out there, all you listeners out there that think that you need to bow down to the military and pay that lip service as soon as somebody say, hey, do you support the troops? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Here, take my money. Do you support law enforcement? Oh, yeah, here, take my money. That's bullshit, man. I'll tell you right now, I support no troop, period. And I know that's going to piss off a lot of people. I don't give a fuck. 347-989-1084. I own my fucking words. Call in. Tell me I'm wrong. Try and fucking give me that bullshit line that, oh, well, you wouldn't be free if it wasn't for the military or for police officers. Fuck you. Take that fallacious fucking argument somewhere else. Take it to someone else that's brainwashed, the ones that sit in front of the fucking TV all day and believe that hype. Because guess what? I was one of those stupid idiots. I was one of those dead. All right? I get it. I understand. I'm trying to wake you to fuck up. We're here at the beginning level, ladies and gentlemen, all right? We're not at no some advanced frickin' beyond next level thinking, all right? I'm not even close to that, all right? I'm still at the beginning stage. I want people to start getting up off their ass. I want people to start taking action. The time for sitting on the sidelines is over. It's time to get in the fucking game, ladies and gentlemen. These fools are running buckshot over everyone. Just laying them out. And the best that anyone can do is stand there with their cell phone and yell, "Stop it! You're hurting them!" Come on, man. Last I checked, we were the human fucking race. Last I checked, we had this ability to reason. We had this ability to understand, hey, that is right according to the universe. That is wrong according to the universe. I thought we had that ability. I don't know. People come to me every day. Hey, I've lost all faith in humanity. Not me. Uh-uh. No, sir. Because I understand that there's only less than 1% out there that are psychopaths, primary psychopaths. Everyone else that's a psychopath is a secondary psychopath. That means it was learned. So that means it can be unlearned. So if I have the ability and the voice to project a positive vibratory energy out there to influence them, to change, that's what I'm going to fucking do. I'm not going to give up. I've given up on one thing in my life, and that was it. Once. And I said, never again. You know why? Because I'm a goddamn bull. We don't fucking quit. And I have the heart of a fucking wolf. So we all need to pack up, man. Pack up and take on all those other predators, man. We are the apex. When we're in a group, we are the apex. There is nothing on this earth other than nature that can stop us. Agree, disagree. 347-989-1084. Don't forget about our Facebook event page, man. You can interact with Mass4matic himself or Randall Krause, or myself, or any of the other listeners that are listening, man. Just start typing away, man. If you don't feel like coming on the air and expressing yourself, go ahead and get on the Facebook event page. If you've liked us on Facebook, you got the invitation earlier this afternoon. Just go ahead and click on that invitation, man. It'll bring you up to all the posts that have been posted so far, and interact with everybody, man. See what everybody out. See how they feel. See what they're talking about. Express yourself. Don't sit back anymore, man. Time to bring our sideline and ass to the front line. So anyway, again, if you got anything to say, 347-989-1084. I'm going to get into a little bit about the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department here in Pinellas County, Florida. These bunch of cowards. I mean, I've been dealing with these cats for a few years now, and you ask them a question or you tell them that they're doing wrong, and man, do they fly off the handle. Woo! Roid rage. That's all I gotta say. Roid rage. I think it's mandatory now when they go through the academy that they take the roid injections along with their bullshit that gets pumped into them every single day. So a little story. I think we'll get to a little story until we get some other callers that might want to express themselves. But First, I got to get back to Formatic, man, and see if he's got anything else to say, man. Formatic, you got anything else you need to get off your chest, man, before I move on, brother?
Yeah, I got to get off the line myself. I'm sorry, man. I'd stay with you for the duration. I get cuisine home for the lady and I. But, yeah, man, one last thing I definitely want to point out, still on, law enforcement is, every time one of the law enforcement officers is passes guys in line of duty, there's always this big shutdown of the streets everywhere. There's this big parade, get out the bagpipes. And there was this officer that got shot and killed in Harlem a couple of days ago, last week. And then there's a big thing, they get this big heroes thing. It's like, okay, yeah, nobody likes anybody dying. The guy, this police officer, every day in his professional career, day in, day out, his job, his profession, his occupation was him believing that he has the right to violate and brutalize other human beings and that it's okay. And, hey, he took that job with that attitude, with that psychopathic mind state. Yeah, people want to, get mad. Yeah, that's psychopathy. That to want to become into a position where you're in charge and have physical dominion, or to claim to have dominance and the right to dominate over other human beings, that's a psychopath. Once again, psychopath dies in line of duty. Let's shut the whole freaking place down. It's rush hour. Traffic's backed up. And whip up the bagpipes, have the big head of the bow, get up in the big uniform and the official brass, and it's a show of the heroes. Firefighters are heroes. But there's a good chance they're going to die. Now, yeah, it's possible, and I'm sure it happened, a police officer will do something brave, courageous. But the institution and the whole mind frame behind law enforcement is cowardice. But I will make the distinction. We have a fireman, because up in New York, NYPD and the FDNY, they're the rivals. In a lot of other cities, it's like that, a lot of the big cities. But the firefighters, the medics, the EMT, those guys are heroes. A cop is a hero. I'm sorry, I'm going off, but that's it.
That's a good point, man, because when you're talking about psychopathy, man, I mean, firefighters don't go become firefighters because they're psychopaths. They become firefighters because they actually want to be there to help their fellow man. When we're talking about EMTs, they actually want to be there to help their fellow man, okay? Cops become cops not to put away bad guys. They don't become cops because they want to make the streets safer. They become cops because they want to bust heads, because they want to use their weapon, because they want to tase somebody. They get great enjoyment out of it. If you ever watch some of these videos, just look at their faces, man. They are enjoying the shit out of it, man. And if you ever catch one of those episodes, man, where their camera's still running and they don't know it, they will say, oh, that was fun, I enjoyed that. Or, hey, I haven't been in an altercation in so long, man, we need to go fuck with somebody. Okay? This is a gang of thugs, period. I mean, if you can't see that, then there's something wrong with you. That's one. Two, to think that you could rule over someone else simply by putting a shiny tin piece of metal on your chest and saying, yeah, I can do whatever I want. That's no different than a person who goes around mugging people.
It's no different. Because when you get approached, you've been accosted. That's, they violently aggressed against you, period. That's it. All right? They are now the bad guy. Especially if you're a peaceful individual. Like I said before, if you're a violent person, then by all means, police, kick the shit out of them. All right? It's no different if they were to do that. When I say they were to go and violently aggress against an innocent individual, it would be no different than if I called up me and my boys and we went out there and beat the crap out of them for violently aggressing against a peaceful individual. There's no different if the cops do it or if I do it or me and my group or me and my wolf pack do it. Doesn't matter. All right? It's the same exact scenario. Strip away the bullshit euphemisms. Strip away the crap about, oh, there's magical pieces of paper out there that say that they can do that. No, you need to own it, okay? Security is the responsibility of each individual, period, all right? I'll get into it again. You can outsource that if you want to. It's not mandatory. If you decide not to outsource your security to someone else, that's fine. If you decide to do it, that's fine. But you can't use violence to tell people we are going to be your security. All right? Because you know what that sounds like to me? Actually, I know what it is. It's the same thing as mobsters doing their mob thing. Fuck you, pay me, and we will give you protection. That's what it is, man. Sit down and think about it. Strip away that fucking bullshit euphemism about police officer, law enforcement officer, sheriff, this, that, or the other. Irrelevant. Irrelevant. 347-989-1084. So this morning, dropping my children off at school, all right? It's a one-way little circle where you drop them off, right? So I usually park because there's parking spaces within the circle there. So I go and I park and go drop my children off, kiss them, hug them, you know? Say, hey, why didn't you tie your shoes? Or, you know, you didn't brush your hair, you know? See you tonight. Love you guys. So they leave. So I go to my car, I hit reverse, and I got, you know, I buy a car like every 10, 15 years, okay? So I have a new car, it's got the backup camera, right? So hit reverse, and just out of nowhere, I hear screeching, and then whoop, whoop. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look at my camera and I see the cop just come barreling around the corner, going the wrong way in the circle, almost hits me. I pull back into my space. He tears off again. I see another car coming the correct way. I go to back up again and he's there right behind me. I mean, just comes barreling up and I can't move. He blocks me from getting out. Let me back up a minute. As he drove by me, the first time when he almost hit me, I said, dude, you're going the wrong way. So I guess that means fuck you, and he needs to block me in and get out, and proceeds to point at me and start yelling at me. So I get out. He tells me to get back in my car. I said, no, I'm not getting in my car. I said, you're going the wrong way. You were wrong. And he's still yelling at me. I need to see your ID. I'm like, you don't need to see jack shit. He's like, if you don't show me your ID, I'm going to arrest you. I was like, you're not arresting anybody. You came barreling around. It's 5 miles an hour through this school zone. We're on school property. 5 miles an hour, posted everywhere on this school property. Okay? You came the wrong way. There's a big arrow on the ground, right? It's pointing that way. You came this way. So he's threatening me with arrest. He's pointing at me. He's yelling at me. His face is turning red. Finally, I see another one of these fucktards start walking toward me. And I'm just like, great, this is about to get bad. So the guy comes, his partner or whatever comes walking up, and you know he's got the stripes. I'm like, oh great, a sergeant. He's gonna back his boy up. So I tell him, I was like, look, I ain't done shit. He came barreling around. I told him the whole story. Look, almost hit me, hit the sirens, all this stuff. And he said, he looks at my license plate because I have an Operation Iraqi Freedom license plate. And in Florida, the only way you can get that is if you've actually been to Iraq and have served in a combat zone. So he looks at my license plate. He's like, you in Iraq? I was like, yeah, I was there, man. And he was like, okay. He's like, you need to leave this guy alone. You need to move your car and go to where you're supposed to be. And that was it. All right. Here's a prime example. All right. And don't get me wrong. That sergeant is still a fucking asshole. He's still a psychopath. He's still a coward. All right. Just because I, you know, put up the defensive force against one of his boys, you know, but he saw the license plate and thought, hey, he's a psychopath like me, so let's leave him alone. We'll go mess with somebody else. So you know what they were doing at the school? They were sitting around. There was 8 of them total that I counted at the school this morning. Sitting around trying to find people not wearing seatbelts in a 5-mile-an-hour parking lot so they could use their violence against you to write on a piece of paper and tell you that you owe them money for not doing what they wrote down and said that you had to do. That's interesting. To me, that's interesting. And you want to know why? That is so interesting to me, is because if I were to come over, any one of your listeners, any one of the listeners out there, if I was to come over to your house and say, hey, I wrote down on this piece of paper that you owe me $45 because your car wasn't backed into the driveway. It was just pulled in. So you owe me $45 for that. You'd slam the door in my face and say, fuck you, and go on about your day, wouldn't you? No different with these guys. No different. Now, if you think I'm wrong, then please, this is a forum for everyone. I don't care who you are, what you do, your race, your sex. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I want to hear what you have to say. Call me up, 347-989-1084. Let's have a fucking conversation, man. I mean, I don't understand, you know, people talk all this shit with their friends, you know. They talk all this crap every day, like it's nothing to them. But then when you ask them, hey, let's have a conversation about it, everybody clams the fuck up and they become the coward. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. Too many people might hear what I have to say. Who gives a shit? Find some courage, please. I know there's plenty of you out there that have it. I know that fire's in there, man. I believe in each and every fucking one of you. I do. When everybody else has given up on you, I'm here, man. I want to hear what you have to say. Each and every week, I'm here for you, man. My email addresses, my IMs, this station's social networking, man. We are all here. Me, Randall, Mass4matic. We're here to hear what you have to say. And then together, man, we're going to figure this shit out. But we have to start banding together, man. We need that critical mass. We need to fight back. Otherwise, they're going to keep doing what they're doing, and it's only going to get worse. I know some of you kids out there don't believe this because you've been dumbed down since you stepped into that indoctrination center. But all you older cats out there, you know how it is. You know how to think. You've just forgotten. Let's band together, man. Let's get this wolf pack going, man. Anything, man. Anything. You got something to say, man. Say it. Don't hold back anymore. Fear, man. Fear is what's holding everyone back. Quit being afraid. You know, yeah, that's easy to say, isn't it? Hell, there's a lot of things that scare me. There's a lot of things that I'm afraid of. But when the time comes, hey, it's time to push past that. Otherwise, it's going to hold you back. That's what they're doing with these psychopaths. Law enforcement, government, politicians, all these fuckers, man. They're keeping you in this perpetual state of fear. The human condition is fear. That is what is holding us back. Don't believe me? Just sit and think about it for a minute. Why haven't you the place of your birth yet? Why haven't you left the country yet? Why haven't you gone out and explored yet? Why haven't you gone into the woods just to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to go out there and just see what it is? Fear. You're scared. Unknown. Educate yourselves. You won't be afraid anymore. Observe things. Experience things. And you won't be afraid anymore. Dude, I am petrified of snakes. You know, when I live in Florida, I go out in the woods, I'm going to see them. If I come across one, I'm going to treat it as if I came across a human being. Hey, he ain't going to mess with me, I ain't going to mess with him. Right? I'm not just going to go up and kill it, afraid of it. If it doesn't aggress against me, I should not aggress against it. That's not just human to human, that's human to everything, man. This is why I choose a vegetarian slash vegan lifestyle. Because I'm not going to be part of the violence anymore. And guess what, man? I feel great. I feel good. I'm still aggressive, you know, but I'm working on it. I own all my actions, dude. If I fuck up, I own it. If I can't protect mine, I own it. That's my fault. It's not the police fault. It's not whoever else you want to, blame, the military, the government. It's no one else's fault but mine. If I fail in what is my responsibility, which everything is my responsibility, all my actions are my responsibility. The only individuals out there that don't own their actions are those who are dependent upon others because they have not received the knowledge. They haven't become an autodidact yet, so they are dependent upon, i.e. my children, not my kids, because they're not baby goats, my children, my offspring. They are dependent upon me. So I have to own responsibility, all right, for myself and for them. And then those who outsource any other thing for my responsibility, I am liable, period. So what I'm trying to bring it all back is that law enforcement, you are no different than me. Okay? Police, you are no different than me. Own your actions. If you aggress against a peaceful individual and they decide to use defensive force against you and you get your ass whooped, that is on you. Don't call on your pussy ass, egotistical, psychopathic cowards to come down and fucking seek retribution for something that you were wrong for and to begin with. That is the very definition of a coward. You hide behind others. Me, I'm out in front, man. I'm out in front. Either with the person that I decide to follow or with out in front with the people that have decided to follow me. I'm not standing in the back talking shit, trying to wall people up. I'm out in front doing it, and I'll be the first one to step up and take defensive force to protect my brothers and sisters. How many of you out there can fucking say the same thing? How many of you out there can say the same thing? I wonder. If you can, call me up, man. 347-989-1084. We got less than 9 minutes left in the live broadcast. If people start pouring in and venting, then we'll stay on for an extra hour. But I really, at this point and stage of humanity, I don't see that happening too much, man. I really don't. I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback afterwards. I get that. I understand fear is keeping you from calling in and expressing yourselves. I understand fear is what is preventing you from standing the fuck up and saying, I will not be ruled upon anymore. I will make my own way in life. Okay? Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day, man. I don't get to do that because I am a partial slave. I am a debt slave. 8:30 to 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Yes, sir. But I guarantee you, once I'm off, once I'm off, man, the bull don't take no shit. I do what I have to survive during the day. At night, I get on my research. I get on everything that I can read. I get on taking care of my family and trying to teach my young ones. Because if I don't, the only one to blame is myself. I need to own it. It sucks that most of us have to outsource our education, okay? And then when I get done grinding it out, I have to come home and teach them how not to think the way that they want them to think, rather than showing them how to think. It sucks, man. It's painful, and you know, it's hard to do it on our own, man. But there are so very few of us out there, man. Each and every one of you out there special, man. I believe in each and every one of you. I know that we can do this. We can do it together, man. I'm telling you, the human race is unstoppable when we band together and we have a critical mass to overthrow that which is bad, that which is evil. Okay? Axioms of freedom. Axioms of self-ownership, non-aggression principle, defense. These are all axioms and principles, self-evident truths. Either you haven't been taught them or you have forgotten about them. TCRN is here to help you start to remember again, to help you learn. We're not here to tell you what to think. We're here to try and show you how to think. Formulate your own conclusions. They don't have to be in line with me. Let me tell you something, man. I disagree with almost everyone on almost anything at any given time. I could disagree with them on. But that doesn't mean that I go to war with them. It doesn't mean that I aggress against them. It doesn't mean that they are worse than I am or I'm better than they are. That's not what it means at all. It means that I have to work harder on my thoughts. I have to work harder on my wisdom. I have to work harder to persuade those to come to a similar conclusion. We're not all going to get there the same route. We're not all going to get there the same way. It's just not going to happen, okay? But we can nudge people, man. We can say, hey, man, there is an objective standard of morality, brother, sister, my friend, my family. It's not relative on what each individual thinks. It is relative to nothing because it's not subjective at all. Right is correct. Wrong is incorrect. You have to base it off of the standard, the objective standard of morality, okay? And law enforcement, right off the bat, is wrong. If you're the type of people that believes in unicorns, then yeah, you definitely believe in government. You're also the type of people that get screwed over first. We're not talking pacifism here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Because if you think I'm a pacifist, come aggress against me and I'll show you that I'm not. This is about finding a solution, de-escalating situations, violence. It is a form of defensive force, if you really look at it, because you are preventing violence from occurring. So, notice has been put to Pinellas County sheriffs and any city police officers in Pinellas County. Me and mine are not here to be your slave. To me and mine, you better bring your intellect, because I will knock you on your ass with my words. I promise you. Put that in fucking quotes. Let's get a meme up on that motherfucker right there. I will put you on your ass with my words. That's how strong vibration is. Step the fuck up, ladies and gentlemen. It's time, man. It's time to get angry. It's time to take action. Man, we got less than a minute and a half. Less than a minute and a half, 347-989-1084, and we're going to get this done, man. It's been another episode of The Bull's Two Cents. I want to thank each and every one of you, all of you listeners. If I've offended you, if I haven't offended you, you agree, you disagree, man. I'm just glad that you're listening, that you're receiving this, man. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me in the bull ring this week. Mass4matic, thanks for joining me, man. Don't forget about our other shows. Subterra Sounds, Taking Off the Blinders, Trivium Cafe, and of course, The Bull's Two Cents. If you have an idea for a show and you want to be behind this mic, give me a call, man. Give me an email. We will see you next week. I love each and every one of you. I believe in humanity.